Yirmiyahu Perek Tes, continuing the Haftorah that we say on Tisha B'Av morning. Sof Hasifeim Neum Hashem, Le'ilui Nishmas B'Tzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak, Ni'itneni Vamidbor Malon Orchim. If only someone would give me a traveler's lodge, a hotel, in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the wilderness, far away from everybody else. Ve'ezva Esami. And then I could escape the Jewish people, I could escape my nation. Ve'elcha me'itam, and I could go away from them. Ki cholam menoafim atzeres bogdim, because all of them are adulterers. Noaf and noafes, a company of traitors. Atzeres is a good word for yomim tovim, but here it's an atzara of bogdim, of traitors. So who's speaking here? So the Radak and many of the Mefarshim say this is Yirmiyahu HaNavi. He can't take any more. He can't take any more of the suffering. He can't take any more of their evil doing. He can't bear to watch them be wicked. But the Alshich and a few other Mefarshim say it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the people in the previous parak said, is Hashem not in Sion? Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Hashem says it would have been better if I had been in the Midbar in the first place. So that if I was in Sion, they angered me so deeply. If my presence had stayed, the Alshich continues, in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, which was transient, not like the Beis HaMikdash, then I could have forsaken them and left them there and not punished them. I could have just left the curtains of the Mishkan. But the Beis HaMikdash was a permanent place, and it corresponds directly with the Beis HaMikdash Lamala, the Beis HaMikdash Lamata. And so I have no choice, as it were, but to punish them. So Medrash Eicha compares this to a king who goes to war accompanied by his sons, but they make him very angry and he sends them away. So he misses them. He would rather be in their company. And the Medrash says, in this case, saying I wish I was in the Midbar with them is I wish I was there back in the old days when I took them out of Mitzrayim and they were in the Midbar. All they did was complain. Misonanim, all they did was kvetch. But I can put up with that. But now I can't because their averis are intolerable. Beis vayadrichu es lashonam kashtam sheker. They have directed their tongue treacherously like their bows shooting arrows of lashon hara. Treading. In the old days they used to use their feet to hold the bow because it took so much power to pull the bowstring back. And they're directing their tongue like a bow to shoot arrows which are words of falsehood, bitterness. Velo la'emuna. Gavru va'aret. And they have grown strong in the land. They have grown gibarim, but not for the sake of truth. Ki me'ra'a el ra'a yatsa'u. Because they proceed, they go out from evil to evil. From place to place. From sin to sin, they go out. First one evil deed and then another one. And the Radak says it also might mean that they go from one evil nation who's trying to torment them to another one because of their averus, and they get punished. Year after year, they get punished. Punished with lack of rain. Punished with locusts. Punished with every punishment under the sun that they deserve and they merit. Because from Ra'al Ra'al Yatzov, Osilo Yadau Num Hashem, but me they do not know. They profess not to know me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter how bad they get, they keep on going from bad to worse. And the Medrash points out also that the door of the Midbar made the golden calf, right? So they're terrible. But we learn in great Jewish tradition, they didn't change their names, they didn't change their language, they didn't commit adultery, they didn't do Lashon Hara. But Yirmiyahu's generation only didn't change their names and their language, but they were terrible in terms of Ne'ifah, and they were terrible in terms of tail-bearing and being a company of traitors. And so as a result, they don't even have the Zechusim, the Dar of the Midbar did. Gimel, Ish Me'ireyehu, Hishameru. Each one needs to beware of his brother, of his friend. V'al kol och al tiftachu. And he can't trust his brother. You have to be wary of your neighbors and your friends. You can't trust your own brother. Kichol och akov Yaakov. Each brother forges plans. And this is the thought of Yaakov, not in a positive way, the trickster, the one who says one thing and means something else. So each brother is formulating his plans. V'chol rea rochil yahaloch, and every neighbor is spreading slander, laying traps, ignoring brotherhood, ignoring community. Dalav ishbereyehu yehaselu, a similar lashon. Indeed, they deceive one another. Vem eslo yidaberu, but they do not speak the truth. Limdu lushonam daber sheker. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. Ha'avei nil'u. They have exhausted themselves with committing avonos, with committing iniquities. They work really hard at perverting their ways. They work really hard at being as wicked and as false speaking as they possibly can. Description of modern politicians, perhaps. Hey, shiftecha besoch mirma. Your habitation, the place where you live, is in the middle of deceit. B'mirma me'anu da'asosi niyom Hashem. And because of deceit, they refuse to know me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Corruption and hypocrisy are two of the chatoim that are mentioned over and over in Nach. And here on Tisha B'Av morning, we lame this same concept that the people are about as low life as they can be in terms of how they treat each other. And we've said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges people more strictly sometimes on Beinam L'Chaviro than Bein Adam L'Makom. The more secure, says Rabbi Breuer, they felt in the power of their own soil, the more estranged they became from their God. Demoralization of necessity was followed by social degeneration. Only if you're building your society based on the law and the edicts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu do you have a chance. But once the knowledge of God has vanished and the name of God becomes a sound without meaning, it should not be surprising that each man will plan his brother's ruin, each neighbor will become a slanderer, and this is unnatural, but they are only working to bring about each other's downfall.